So this week, we're going to be talking about audio mastery, right? Becoming a media mogul. So how are you going to develop an audio presence? And not everybody has to do this. When you develop an audience presence, an audio presence, what you're doing is you have an opportunity to really get next to somebody and kind of share from a place in you that you can't really even effectively do by video. I mean, people can see your facial expressions by video, and some people say that's an easy way to connect, but actually, audio is a great way to connect with your audience, because when a person consumes your audio, they can take you more places easily. What do I mean by that? A person can take you with them by audio in their car. So while they're driving, wherever they're going, they can take you with them. They can take you, and I just chose this at random. Someone wants to go to the gym. They want to get on the treadmill. They can take you with them on the treadmill. Imagine being with your customer on the treadmill. They can take you with them. That's one of the beauties of doing audio. They can take you when they're going on a walk. Now, again, they could probably take you in video also, but if they don't want to walk into somebody or walk off the stairs and crack their head open, they will then be able to take you with them by doing audio. Now, and so what that does is that means that you're able to develop a deeper connection with them, depending on what you're sharing, right? That's what audio is important, that if you're going to attempt to give content on a regular basis, even if you are a video creator, you still want to try to connect people with audio. And I didn't necessarily say this inside of this presentation, but I will tell you this. When you're creating video, you may want to create video knowing that it's going to be shareable by audio. So you want to think about not doing a lot on video that you're not going to be able to convert easily to audio, right? So again, now that's not going to be the case with everyone, but in a lot of cases, when you're really sharing, you can really share things even on video, knowing that you're going to be able to turn it over easily to someone's going to be listening to you in addition to watching you. Okay, let's talk about the kinds of audio you can do. Podcasting is obviously the most well-known, and it's actually a lot easier to do than you might think. I'll tell you how to do that here. You can also do online radio, and probably one of the best platforms. There are lots of platforms you can do online radio with. The most well-known, probably the most expensive, but the easiest to use is going to be Blog Talk Radio. And they've been around for a long time. They make it easy for you to do. Some people are going to prefer to use YouTube to deliver their audio, right? Now, you know, what you can do with something like the Headliner app is you can create the audio and you'll be able to create an audio wave kind of as a part of the video. You'll be able to put that video on YouTube, right? That's a way. So you can't just upload audio to YouTube, but you can take your audio and create a video with it. Some people prefer to do their audio that way. You can do your live broadcast audio by doing video. So for example, I mean, you can broadcast live to YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, and all your other socials by doing video, right? You can use a platform like StreamYard or Restream. And once you have the recording, and what you can do is you can then use video editing software to edit out the audio, right? So you can definitely do video knowing that. And again, when you do that, just make sure you understand. Don't say things that people who are watching you are going to be able to visualize. Make sure you're creating your video knowing that this is eventually going to be audio and people are going to be listening to me. Okay, so social media channels are also a popular way to deliver audio. Twitter Spaces, right? People are using that now. Clubhouse, right? I mean, if you're just an audio person, Clubhouse might be your medium. And I think you can pretty much move that content into a podcast very easily. A lot of people are doing that. Let's talk about monetization, right? Audio can be monetized in some very interesting ways. Obviously, when you're doing the actual audio, you can mention direct URLs for your listeners, right? So just send people to your products or send people to affiliate products, direct sales. A lot of people do that and they do just fine just doing just that. So you don't have to worry about this being free and it's just going to be branding. You don't have time to do a big, you can just basically use it in order to send people to your links. You can also develop a venue for sponsorship. So again, now you do have to have a large audience. You do have to be very consistent. But if you can do that and you develop in a loyal audience that you're growing, there are people who want to pay to be in front of that audience. Yeah, you got to do a commercial. You've got to say things for your sponsor. So, you know, make sure you do a sponsor, you work with a sponsor you really do believe in so that you can promote them, you know, with some emotion. The thing about getting sponsors is you're either going to have to go through some kind of analysis of your podcast, you know, with an automated system, or you are going to have to know who your demographics are, right? So if you know who's downloading your content, who's listening, that's valuable to a person who really wants to get that audience and sponsor you. And if you know that, you may have to choose your platform on that very basis, because some platforms are going to be basic. They give you basic statistics, don't give you the real breakdown demographics that you're going to be able to use to take to a sponsor. So I would say that when you're ready and you're serious about developing audio content, you want to start looking for a sponsor, you may have to move to a platform that does a kind of analysis you can take to a sponsor and ask them for it. And you can also use your, platforms like Soundwise. And I think you can, and definitely you don't need, you know, a special platform to do this. If you already sell digital downloads, you can just bundle up your audio and make it available, right? If you want to sell it, in most cases, you're going to be doing it free or as a podcast, but there are a lot of people who sell audio downloads and do audio courses, or they do special interviews, right? And they make it monetizable by putting it on platforms and then selling it. Let's talk about the fastest start in the audio content creation. If you just want to get started, right? You want to get started quickly. I want to say this up front. Anchor.fm is not a perfect solution, but it's a perfect solution to start fast, right? Test your audience and find their appetite for your content. Go to anchor.fm. The medium is free to use as of the recording of this session. And it's also connected to Spotify. So you will have people that will have the opportunity to find you. Now, even though it connects to Spotify, it connects to all the other podcast aggregators. So you don't have to worry about, it's just Spotify. It connects to all of them. And it automatically, one of the benefits of using Anchor is, let's say that you do your video. What you can do is you can put that video directly in Anchor and it'll strip that audio from the video. You don't have to go through the process. So if you're not a technical person and you don't want to use a video editor, you can take the video file and put it in Anchor and it'll take out the audio so you can use it for your podcast. And now there are limitations to Anchor, right? So because you don't own the platform. So this is not your domain. You got to do what they say. You got to sort of do things the way they want them done, but they make everything easy for you. They make everything easy for you to do it for free. And you can move it to another platform when you outgrow Anchor, if you do. So it's really a good way of being able to get a fast start into testing an audience with audio creation. Now, you know, there are other mediums you can do this. If you're doing interviews, you can do that at, I think it's freeconferencecall.com, places like that. But the fastest way to kind of get started uploading your audio and getting it into iTunes, all the other podcast aggregators, is going to be anchor.fm. Again, not perfect, but it is a solution. So where are you going to get an audience from? Easiest way to get started, trying to building your audience, conduct interviews on a weekly basis, right? Conduct interviews because you're going to have, you know, typically you're going to want to try to find interviewees that share the interviews, right? That honor, that like the fact and feel honored by the fact that they were interviewed. Don't look for generic guests, right? Use your Dream 100. Now we've talked about the Dream 100 earlier on in an earlier session. So hopefully you've already put together your Dream 100. You should be looking for people who are going to be your guests from within your Dream 100. If you don't want to do multimedia interviews, very easy to do. Now, this is going to be a little different if you're trying to do this with audio. You can do the written interviews. You can use those as bonuses. I'll tell you why that is here in a minute. you do need to keyword optimize these things. So if you do some basic understanding of what it means to optimize keywords, you do want to do that if you're going to do audio interviews. And then at the end of the interview, don't be shy. Ask, right? Now, don't tell them up front that, hey, I really want you to share. Don't tell them that. Do the interview. Do a great job. Make them look extraordinarily well. And then ask them to share the episode. Because now, if you made them look bad, they're not going to want to share the interview. But if you made them look good and you really made them shine, they're going to want to share it. And what that does is that's going to get people seeing your brand. They're going to see your podcast. Use this content as a list builder, right? Use it as a list builder. At the end of every episode, you make sure to promise at least one thing that people can only get by opting in. So don't do this for, you know, I mean, yes, typically if you're doing a podcast, some kind, it's going to be free, but it's not going to be exactly free. If people, and you can sort of tease what you're going to be giving away throughout the episode. You know, if you want to do it obviously, you can. If you want to do it less than obviously or subtly, you can do that, but tease it. And then tell them at the end that they want it. They're going to have to go to this page and opt in so they become part of your list. You can give them the transcript, right? That may do it. Give them the video version. So if you did a video, give them the video version. Maybe, you know, you had, and this is really cool. Sometimes when you start interviewing people, what happens is you have some really interesting conversations before the interview, or you have some interesting discussions after the interview. And that's really cool content. And so you can basically say, hey, we had a really great discussion on, I don't know, Facebook ads. And if you want access to that discussion, you know, go here and put in your name and email address. I will be happy to send you that part of the discussion. It's not in the interview. That's a great way of being able to get people who've already listened to your content to want to go ahead and then become part of your list in order to do that. Same thing with a setup conversation, right? So when somebody, if you do a setup call, you're doing an interview, then, you know, sometimes you'll talk to the person and you'll be telling them about things. And while they're kind of getting to know you during a setup call, you're sort of recording that. Then you can also use that, right, as a way of getting people to be incentivized to opt in. Any niche related product that you have that the people who are listening are going to be interested in, make that part of your download, especially if it's an information product. And, now, this only works in certain markets and in certain niches. What you can do is you can give the person who downloads the content rights to use the content. Now, that doesn't work. That's not going to be an incentive in every market. It's not going to be an incentive in many markets, but it will be an incentive in some markets. And so what you're basically doing, you're saying, hey, I'll let you use this content as your own. Right. And then you specify, you know, what the rights are, whatever the case is. Again, it's only going to be in certain niches where they're going to do that. Okay. Any questions? Any questions?